splooge. Like, Richie cummed on himself.
I cummed on my shirt.
It's a nice gunshot.
You cummed on your nipples.
We have the Sixers tonight.
You fucking going down even though we suck.
I will never bet on the Philadelphia 76ers.
Either dude, dirtball's like, going out even right
in
now.
Not even in an over. Because when I bet on the over, then Joel's like, no, I ain't gonna make any.
Dude, we have freaking Korkmaz, right? We don't need Joel Embiid anymore. That dude put up 34.
Ben Simmons still just walking it up the court at 1 mile per hour.
Hell yeah.
Every possession makes me want to pull my hair out.
We're just chilling. We big chilling, bro. Add the cue.
Brent, have you listened to Denzel's new album or mixtape?
I did.
I was gonna listen to it today.
Pretty fire.
Is it?
I mean, it's nothing like, it's like 15 minutes long or whatever, because it was just an EP. It's an enjoyable listen. It was MF Doom inspired, I felt like.
Huh.
Ooh, I'm really intrigued by that then. Let's go.
That was the sound I was getting.
Yeah!
Go to the Rex!
Oh no.
My life.
Heads up 7-Up.
The GOAT. I fucking love Heads Up 7-Up.
I missed that fucking game.
Yeah, that was
who did it?
Oh, bro, you're so wrong.
Crud.
Freaking rats. I cheated in that game, I
all
like
the time, bro. Oh,
head on the side of the desk.
Easy, just looking at people's shoes.
Yep.
easy reads, come on.
I'm a winner, not a player.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's how I got into the shoe game, man.
Those are nice.
I don't want those, jeez.
Yeah, then when you see real crazy ones, you know exactly who it is.
Oh, yeah. Made it real obvious when you get on your tippy toes looking at people's shoes, you're like,
who's the bitch with the purple shoes?
It was you.
One of the nights you feel like getting down. Yeah. It's just one of the nights.
What's up, sluts? It's Sunday, February 9th. The Chiefs are the fucking Super Bowl champions, and we're on episode 35, aka Not KD, aka Christian Okoye, aka the Nigerian Nightmare, aka Fuck the Raiders, aka Fuck the 49ers. Let's fucking get it, boys. Super Bowl champs.
Woo! That was well done.
Thank you.
How'd it feel?
It feels fucking great. Yeah. I mean, you two were here. Jerkus wasn't here for the Super Bowl, unfortunately, but you two saw me go wild, jumping around, fucking going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't control myself.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's an experience I haven't had yet, so I'm ready.
It's the kingdom, man.
It was the kingdom.
Well, they go out and win the chip. You gotta be pumped up for the boys.
Sound like a fucking home game there.
Yeah. It was. It was loud as fuck.
Loud as fuck. You hear the tomahawk chop going, and you see all the fucking... I mean, I guess everybody was red and gold, so... Yeah. Also, that was a conspiracy real quick. They made it the 49ers chief so they could save money on confetti. So they only had to buy red and gold. Because both teams are red and gold.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
I heard that the confetti costs were through the roof.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Roger Goodell.
Big confetti is behind all of this.
Oh, this is definitely set up. Big a lot confetti. Of the league is definitely. Like, we'll get these two teams there and fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, that wasn't that.
We have some XFL football going live right now.
Sorry, folks.
Mark Trestman's Vipers.
Is the other team.
Yeah, the New York Renegades.
Renegades.
These team names are all fucked up, and they're all stupid, to be fair.
Let's go Battlehawks, baby.
Yeah, go St. Louis Battlehawks. If you're not on the Battlehawks train, then fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That's exactly like
But Brent, about the Super Bowl, I personally thought Williams should have been the MVP just because I thought he put the team on his back throughout the game.
I mean, I wouldn't have argued it at all.
Yeah.
They could have won either. I mean, I could see why they gave it to Patty. It's quarterbacks league, you know.
Yeah,
he's the fucking
name.
He's
sense.
The face. He's the franchise. He got the game-winning drives in the
got
fourth
him there
quarter. Yeah.
But
I mean, technically, Williams got him there. But,
Williams
you know,
was
too.
Just on one. Was
126 yards, I think, and
two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Not too shabby for an undrafted man.
I was watching with Solson Steve, and He said before the game, he said his dark horse pick to win the MVP was Damian Williams. But, like, literally after their first drive, they went 3-and-out, and he's like, I fucking knew it. We're going to fucking lose. He's like, his defense is too good. And I was like, Steve, dude, like, calm down, man. Like, I was talking him off the ledge the whole game, and after they scored that go-ahead touchdown, he's like, I told you guys. I fucking told you. We were going to come back. It was so funny. He cracks me up, but... Yeah, dude, it was awesome. I obviously didn't have any skin in the game, so I didn't really give a shit. I just wanted to see a good game. But, I mean, that final 6 minutes was pure carnage, pure insanity. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was a sick ass game.
All in all, that was a great Super Bowl.
Yeah. And, I mean, we were coming off a fucking dud last year, so anything would have been better than last year. And this was just sick. It was a good-ass game. Jimmy G sucks.
Not 5.6 QBR in the fourth quarter.
He choked.
Not very good.
No, that's
I
awful.
Think I could do a little bit better than that.
But most importantly, I feel like we saw distrust between Shanahan and Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, the first time. And, like, up until this point, there had been that trust. But when it came down to the fourth quarter, and they, I don't know, it just felt like, he didn't trust him when it came down to that last drive. They still had a couple of runs when it was 2 minutes left. And that was at a point when they hadn't ran the ball that whole, like, what, fourth quarter when they just needed to milk some clock?
Right.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand how I can be sitting in my living room and understanding that they should be milking clock by all means necessary at that point. Like, I mean, they literally could have taken off an extra 2 or 3 minutes and at that point making it so much more tough on the Chiefs just by running the ball, like, 3-4 more times, like, literally. I don't know, it was ridiculous to me, but shit, Patty Mahomes might be the best player in the league. Damian Williams probably did deserve MVP in my opinion, but shit, it was a great ass game, and I was happy to watch it. Yeah, like you said, after the dud last year, man, oh man, felt great to watch this one.
Dude, Sammy had a good game too.
Sammy played well. I wonder what he's gonna do after this year. I mean, did what he had to do. I wonder if he's gonna sit out a year, if he's gonna retire, or if he's just gonna keep playing. It'll be interesting.
He put something on his Instagram story, and I literally forgot what it was about, but I sent it to one of you guys. I think it said that he was coming back next year.
His heart's all the way into it. He said prior to the Super Bowl, if they win, he's going to consider taking a year off, and then they win. He's like, you know what? That felt good. Fuck it.
Yeah, I actually might screen record it. I'll pull it up. I'll see you guys keep talking Super Bowl.
But like Blake Pelly said, I mean, those last two drives prior to the final drive of the game, I think the Niners had the ball for like a minute total.
Yeah.
Like that's,
and they looked terrible. Dude, and Shanahan's play calling was just out the window.
It seems like Shanahan just can't close out the big game. No. Like, is that two times now, right?
Two times, yeah.
He gets a big lead right away and then just...
I do have the audio recorded, and this is what Sammy Watkins said. We ain't stopping. Come back next year, too. Did you hear me?
Let's go. Drunk as fuck. He's like, fuck. I told everybody when I was 15 beers deep that I was going to come play again next year.
I love how he used the same like moves as Devontae like from the previous game.
To
burn
studying Richard film.
Sherman. Yeah, just disgusting.
Watching film, man. That's what football comes down to.
Dude, I was so glad it was on Sherman, too. Because like Sherman's been just a loudmouth prick this whole year.
Yep.
And like, don't get me wrong, Sherman's great, but... He's a shell of himself.
Yeah.
And Revis said it best. He's a good cover three corner.
That's what I'd love to Revis to come at him, and then Sherman, like, trying to talk shit, but, like, you can't talk shit to Revis, man. That's Revis Island.
Exactly.
He did it by himself for however many years.
Dude, he was a legit, like, take away your best player.
Yeah.
Like,
don't worry about me, guys. Like, don't worry about this dude. He ain't going to get shit all game.
Exactly.
Just leave me on him. I don't need help.
It's incredible.
Imagine having that.
Sherman actually played a really good game other than that play.
Gotta show up in the big moment, man.
Yeah, like, in cover. He wasn't one-on-one with people.
No, yeah, safety. And that's what they're good at.
Every time he was one-on-one, he was getting fucked.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
I think that saying that Sherman's a shell of himself just isn't right.
Oh, it certainly is.
Dude, he's not fast.
I don't think so.
Dude, you could just watch any games. Like, all the big plays are going Sherman's way. He's good in, like, short pass protection, but like deep balls, he's getting beat every time, and that's exactly what killed him. That's what lost him the game.
He's definitely a product of his system, but shit, you can say that about so many different people, you know. Like, but he does his job, and other than that play, he did his job that whole game.
What do you mean, product of the system, though?
Because I mean, like, you could talk about different quarterbacks that are products of their system, or different, you know, running backs that are products of their system.
Well, it doesn't really come down to the system. He just can't guard the deep ball, really.
It comes out of it because the Niners' defense is about getting to the quarterback. So, like you said,
he
has to do is cover those short routes, which he's great at. And when the quarterback has time to get down the field and he's playing man coverage, it's a little bit more of a toss-up. But to say that he is a shell of himself, that just ain't right. He still had a great season, and he's, what, 9 seasons deep?
I agree. I think he had a good season, but he's just not good at the deep ball anymore. That's all I've got to say. He's just slow and he can't guard the deep ball.
He's, like, actually half as good as he used to be, in my opinion. I can have my own opinion. That's the beautiful thing about this podcast. I just don't think he's that great. I mean, the way he talked after every game, you'd think he'd have 9 forced turnovers this year. But, like, that just wasn't the case. He, aside from making a few tackles, I didn't see him around the ball all game. I mean, I don't even know who had the picks because for the second one, I was taking a dump and I just heard Steve yell, "You gotta fucking catch that." So I don't know who made the second play, but I mean, I don't know, dude. Seeing Sherman get fucking toasted and then he, crazy enough, he was the one that missed the tackle on the Damian Williams touchdown to blow the lead. Weird how that works. But yeah, it was great seeing it on him because he runs his mouth like he's like the best player in the league. It's great. And like, don't get me wrong, he's earned the right to talk. He
had three picks. This year.
Yeah, I mean, what year was it when the Crabtree thing? I mean,
14?
14, 13, 15? Whatever it was. You guys remember it. I mean, he was great that year, but like, I don't know. He's had too many injuries. He's just not as good as he used to be. He's not as dominant. Like, we don't talk about Richard Sherman in the same breath as we used to. Like, he's a good corner. He's not a great corner.
Yeah. I could see where you're coming from. Yeah. I see both sides of the story. When you say best corners in the league right now, he doesn't really come to mind, I'd say.
No. And
I don't even know. Marshawn Lattimore, maybe.
I'd put Lattimore way above him. Yeah. And like, I saw Lattimore give up.
Lattimore's nice. Too.
Yeah, Lattimore's good. But, like, Lattimore plays man-to-man and, like, tries to shadow the best player. Like, that's respectful.
It don't matter. Sammy Watkins is fucking better. Do you
guys have any, like, favorite corners in the league?
I mean...
Kendall Fuller, baby. Yeah, fucking lost that man.
I fucking love Lattimore. He's aggressive as hell.
Lattimore's a savage. I'm trying to think.
Is it Tre'Davious White on the Bills?
Yeah, he's very good too.
Very good. I love that meme of DeAndre holding a baby and the baby's photoshopped. Like, there's a picture of Tre'Davious White's head photoshopped on the baby. I'll pull it up. I'll show it to you guys. It's pretty funny. But,
I gotta go with Kyle Fuller. It's my boy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Fuller too.
He's definitely on my list. You know, the Bears boys are up there, but not Prince.
Nah, fuck Prince.
Not Buster.
Yeah, Buster.
Dude, Fuller's gonna be a perennial Pro Bowler every year, man.
Oh yeah, very good.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Do you think Prince is out?
Oh yeah, Prince is out.
Thank the Lord, man. I strongly. Dislike Prince.
Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
It's too funny. But
is that like LeBron holding his baby or something?
I don't know what the original picture is.
I think it is because I remember seeing the same picture with like LeBron holding like Derek and Joakim Noah.
It's just the classic meme that you can use for any situation. But yeah, six Super Bowl. You guys got anything else on the Super Bowl before we talk XFL?
I just fucking champs, yeah. Baby. I spent $200 a day after, and I don't regret a fucking penny of it.
What'd you spend on? Just merch?
Yeah.
Nice.
Super Bowl merch, baby. I was asked to go skiing and go out, and I was like, nope, can't do it. I'm broke now.
That's respectful. Gary, Steph?
I just thought it was a great game. I loved it.
Let's go Bears Super Bowl 2021.
Sounded so confident. But XFL kicked off yesterday. That was fucking sweet. I'm not gonna lie, it was like, you know, tongue in cheek, like, oh, I'm so excited for the XFL, but like, it ended up being pretty fucking cool. Like, I mean, I'm a whore for football, so I don't really care either way, but it was fun to watch. Like Pelly said before we recorded, we got a live F-bomb on TV, or was that you?
I did not do Pelly.
Okay, cool. I thought it was a
typo. I didn't see like any of the games. I have no say in the XFL right now, except for go fucking Battlehawks, baby. We're on at 4 o'clock today, I'm fucking ready.
they're big underdogs, hammer them. Going blind, people.
Trash.
Football back in St. Louis, baby.
Isn't that weird how they made lines for these games without knowing how these people are going to play whatsoever?
Yeah.
Like, dude, it was lines, so funny. I was listening to PMC. And they named off the lines, and they started naming off the teams. Like, it'd be like, it's a plus whatever. You'd be like, yeah, I got the Battlehawks. I was just like, they have no clue. It's hilarious. But I did put a parlay, and I put one on the Roughnecks, and they won 37-17, so I'm feeling good.
Where are they from?
I don't even know.
I think it's Houston, maybe?
Yeah, Houston. They played L.A. They kicked the shit out of L.A. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, and the Defenders took... That was a good game. Defenders and Dragons, I liked that game, man.
Yeah, Cordarrelle Jones still undefeated as a starting quarterback.
12-0. Why does Texas get so many football teams?
Texas gets everything.
They breed football.
Two XFL teams and, like... Two NFL teams? Two NFL teams?
Yeah.
Two NHL teams.
Two baseball teams?
Two basketball teams.
Two basketball teams.
That's trash, bro. Fuck. I mean, it is like big as shit, I guess, but fuck that. That's gotta beat that one out. Pelly, put that one on me.
Dude, it's funny. I just realized that now they're gonna have Mark Trestman mic'd up for these games, so I'm gonna get to hear what Mark Trestman actually sounds like during a game, and maybe we can finally find some answers as to why the Bears fucking hated him.
Yeah, that team was so talented, dude. It just sucks.
such a disappointment, man.
Wasn't Shea McClellan on that team?
Yeah, I think so. He went on to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Crazy. Life comes at you fast.
Martrez's first play as a Viper, it results in a 1 yard loss.
Oh, damn, we're a fucking play behind. That sucks.
So, wait, what's up with the new kickoff in this then?
So
you can't move until the guy catches it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I love it.
So it's basically just having like a wall blocker, seeing if you can.
Yeah, and it's still really entertaining because cool, you can break
There's
one
There's
going
to be so many more kickoff returns.
Oh, yeah. If Devin Hester was playing right in this, he would fucking.
That guy looks scared as hell.
Aaron Murray, fake Johnny Manziel. 29? Jesus Christ.
Oh, did you see Johnny Manziel's, like, pretty much...
tirade?
Yeah, his tweet. Well, I only saw the one, but he said lit and relatable in the same tweet when he was talking about how he played football, and I'm like, God, I'm out.
That's relatable?
I am completely out on this guy. Like, I thought Johnny was still kind of... If he came back to the XFL, that'd be awesome.
Right.
But now I'm way out on him. Like, I was the most lit and relatable quarterback in college. I was one of the best to do it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
My first thought when I saw those tweets was how many beers?
Yeah.
And like some dude tweeted him and was like, I had your jersey, now I wear it when I paint. And then he's like, well, thanks for the $120, brother. Dude, do they get all the like percentage of their jersey sales? Or?
No. Okay. I'm sure all of it goes to the NFL. Yeah. I don't think they get a fucking dime of it, honestly.
That sucks.
I mean, they might. I don't know. I don't see why they would.
Right. Is Patty Mahomes going to be the number one selling jersey next year?
Yeah.
Dude, Brady's always in the top five. I don't understand it.
I feel like he was number one already. I think I saw that he passed up Brady like earlier this year or something like that.
It's just weird how Brady's in the top five for jersey sales every year.
It really is.
Because he's 42 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, if you like Tom Brady, you probably already had a jersey of him.
Yeah.
You should just keep getting a new one.
Yeah.
I got the red one this year.
Did you see those videos where people put out, like, they show their jersey collection, they have, like, 15 jerseys of one player. I'm like, okay, there's not really a point to, like, get some different players with the different colorways at least.
Yeah.
I don't have to get 15 Tom Brady jerseys.
15.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite jersey you own?
I own, I think, 3 jerseys, and I'm going to have to go with, well, I don't own technically one right now, so I'm going to go with the Hakeem Olajuwon Rockets jersey with the rocket going around with the globe.
Nice.
The pinstripes.
Gary, what's your favorite jersey?
I want to say it's probably my Iverson jersey on the Sixers or the Jim McMahon jersey. Signed Jim McMahon, baby.
You're literally Jim McMahon.
Love it.
Steph?
That's a tough question, dude. I have two. I go Sean Kemp, the green one, and then the white Devin Hester.
Nice.
Those are just clean.
Pelly?
I got an Iverson, too, that I love, but I'm going to go with my purple Vikings Randy Moss jersey.
Ooh. That's a nice pull. I have a lot of jerseys, and I...
Some sick ones.
Yeah, I have some pretty sick jerseys. I mean, some of them are fake, some of them are real. I spent a lot of money on jerseys that I don't wear anymore. But my fucking favorite? Jeez.
Patrick Willis.
My Patty Willis one's sick.
That's cool as hell.
I have a sick MJD one. It's teal. It's real cool. But, I mean, I got to go with my DeAndre one. I like that one a lot.
I was just going
to
say.
Even though it fucking goes down to my knees, it's a cool jersey. I probably won't wear it ever. But I have an AK-41 one, Alvin Kamara. That one's pretty cool, too. I wish I would have got the white. No, I wanted the white one. I wanted the color rush one.
You should have got Andre Kirilenko. AK-47, baby.
On the Jazz with the mountains.
Let's go.
I have a white Saints Mark Ingram jersey in there.
Big Trust.
Yeah, Big Trust.
I saw a meme of him wearing those glasses, you know, like the fake glasses that people just added on people, and it says, that wasn't very Big Trust of you. But yeah, it was just fucking good shit. I don't know. I like Stefan with shoes, I spent way too much money on jerseys.
Yeah.
That I won't wear anymore, just because, like, I wore them to school a lot back in the day. Like, I'd get fucking spaghetti sauce on them at lunch and shit, but get home.
Tough times.
Mom! Like, the TikToks where, like, the voice thing for the kids. Mom! I spilled spaghetti on my jersey.
I'm not saying we're going to make a TikTok of that, but be on the lookout for it.
Irrelevant TikTok. That's the key.
Fuck.
That might be the move, boys.
We've been doing it wrong the whole time.
God, didn't think about it. We just got to get Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, we'll
get Jackson. We're getting bullied together.
And we can get sponsored by the Renegades, and Brent can do the Renegade dance.
At the Renegade games, we just all go out there for halftime and just Renegade.
A 12-second dance for the halftime show. Oh, man. But anything else football-related before we get into this fucking absolutely bizarre NBA trade deadline?
This offseason's going to be fucking lit, maybe, hopefully. I don't know. Lit, if maybe, relatable. If
the Bears
get
the first overall pick, they're getting Justin Herbert.
I guess real quick, we could talk about Brady. Where do you guys think Brady's going to go?
The Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders are really interesting.
To the Patriots?
Yeah. Pats? But Pally, what do you think?
Stay.
Dude, like, I hated seeing that report that the Raiders were interested in Tom Brady. Like, no shit they're interested in Tom Brady.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly. Aren't we all? No. Like, literally. I don't know.
I can't relate.
I really do think that he's going to go back to New England. I can't see it any... Like, I try to imagine it, man, and it just doesn't work. And, yeah, he's going back to New England.
I think I'm in the same boat, too. But the dark horse team I could see him going to, Tennessee Titans. Go and get with his boy Vrabel. They got some weapons there. I mean, they got if they re-sign Derrick Henry, they're still going to have a run game. They have a good O-line. And
then they can just say, fuck Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and then Tannehill will fucking get signed somewhere for $35 million.
He goes to the Patriots?
They just do. They'd sign and trade like the NBA.
Dude, the big wig.
You know, it's crazy. And they have A.J. Brown, who's, I mean, you guys, I know you don't like him, Trickus, but he's
I have my vendetta
good
against
him.
Yeah.
But, and they also have Corey Davis, who's been around for a while. And I just found out that Corey Davis is, he's an alma mater of a school that's in my conference here at Milliken.
Really?
I think it's Wheaton.
Nice. Wow. That's a cool little fun fact.
A little tidbit.
Is he on the Staleys?
Yeah, he's on the Staleys, apparently. I mean, the Staleys getting shit on for a while now.
We're on the come up, though.
I don't know.
With Aaron Collin at QB, we can do anything.
I try. I really do.
Averaging 400 yards a game just doesn't cut it anymore.
Not like it used to.
Not in this league when you got Corey Davis all over the place.
But yeah, Pelly, you have all the NBA trade deadline trade/movements. I don't even know because some were signings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some were huge. The 4-team, 12-player trade. Like at the end of last week, I think. Holy shit.
A lot to take in.
Yeah. And then Steve Kerr coming out and just saying D'Lo is never a good fit. Of course, right when he leaves.
I think they just picked him up to move him, to be honest.
Yeah. But they did.
They did a good job with it.
And, dude, it was genius if that was the move because the Warriors won this trade deadline, man.
Agreed.
Like straight up. Wiggins is such a perfect fit for them. And they got Wiggins plus a protected first rounder plus a 2022 second rounder. And on top of that, they traded, where is it? They traded Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III to Philly for 3 second rounders, man. So that means that they got a total of, let's see, 4 second rounders, 1 first rounder, and Andrew Wiggins out of this trade deadline, man.
For giving up D'Lo, Alec Burks, and Glenn Robinson III.
Literally. That is insane. The Warriors, once Steph is back, and they have a lottery pick, and then Klay's back, watch out, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If they get LaMelo, whew.
I was just thinking of their five, if they do have the first pick and they take Wiseman, like, you know, Curry, Klay, Wiggins, Draymond, Wiseman, like, that's a nasty five. And, like, I'm not saying Wiggins can be KD, but he could definitely be just as good, if not better, than Harrison Barnes.
Dude, he looked really good last night. He had, like, 24 and, like, some change with some boards. And so he was looking really good, man. And, like, I feel like that really is a perfect, perfect fit. Like, they don't need KD, man. Like you said, like, Harrison Barnes got the job done. Like, and I feel like Andrew Wiggins has much more upside than that. So.
Oh, yeah.
I love what the Warriors did, man. And I'm kind of, that's scary going forward.
When's Steph come back?
That I don't know.
What about Klay?
Steph might come back soon. I've been seeing videos of him shooting, and they've been saying that he might come back before the season's over.
Pretty stupid, honestly, with 12, 13 wins, whatever they got right now.
Exactly. I mean,
they're bottom of the barrel.
They should probably just sit out and get their draft pick.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. And if they do, then they're going to get a top 8 pick, at least. And, I mean... Plus, like I said, bring back Steph and Klay, plus Draymond, plus Wiggins. Come on. This is going to... Oh, boy.
Hasn't Draymond been playing really shitty?
I mean, the Warriors are playing shitty.
I feel you.
It's tough to want to play well when your heart's not in it. Like, I don't know. He's been playing along Steph and Clay his whole career, and now they're just not out there. And it's like, man, fuck this. Like, who the fuck's my point guard right now? Buddy, number 13, give me the ball.
Then there's that four-team deal, the Rockets trading Capella to the Hawks, right?
Dude, I totally forgot about that.
That was so dumb.
The Rockets got Covington back, so now Covington's like their fucking biggest player.
Yeah, he's their center.
What?
Yeah, they're just running like the ultimate small ball team right now.
Yikes.
And well, I mean, they did it really well though. They beat the Lakers in LA, and I thought the Lakers were gonna beat them by 25 easy, because
especially with AD down there, and they don't have a fucking center. Yeah.
And I think Russ did play that night. He didn't play the next night, but still, I thought the Lakers would absolutely just put him in a body bag, and they played well. And PJ Tucker was playing well. It was crazy.
I love how PJ Tucker's like expected to like guard like, I don't know, like
Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis.
AD, like, dude's like 6'8", 6'9". He's beefy.
They were doubling him, and then right when they put the ball down, somebody's right there smacking at it. And they were doing it really well. They were attacking the ball.
Dude, whoever's over 7 foot, your time's coming to an end if you're trying to be an NBA superstar. So you better fucking get in the league now. the blueprint's out.
Dude, Mike D'Antoni taking a shot with this one, really.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to change the game.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we don't need a big, slow guy down there. We'll just get big guys that are, you know, bigger than normal, but not as big as 7 foot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Man, I don't know. If it works, he'll be a genius. If it doesn't, then he's an idiot, because then he'll have wasted Harden and Westbrook, you know? So, shit. We'll see what happens. But like you said, Gary, they beat the Lakers and look good, and we'll see if it keeps working. But it's a ballsy move, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you are seeing it more nowadays with big guys getting banged up. Like, Hassan Whiteside was out this past week, too, and the Blazers had to do it. And Carmelo was their biggest guy on the floor, and he's 6'8". So they were just running small ball, and they were fucking D-Lil and CJ from outside the arc. Splash game too.
Yeah.
How about that D-Lil bucket that was goaltended that wasn't called?
Trash.
Bullshit.
That was shitty.
He had the Shaq interview after. Love that.
I remember that Shaq interview. He's like, "Been rigging the fucking game."
Shaq, we're on live. I don't give a shit.
He looks right in the lens of the camera. He's like, "I don't give a shit."
Eyes.
Holy shit, look at the TV, Pelly. Yeah, we're behind you. Dude, that coach on the, I don't know which team, I think it was the Vipers, he's wearing some aviators, fucking cool ass.
I missed it, I have to catch it.
But I feel like there was some other, Drummond went to the Cavs for some reason.
And he was pissed about it. Yeah, he's so pissed at the Pistons.
He was pissed?
He's very pissed.
Oh, at the Pistons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying, because like, I literally saw a video on Twitter, he's like, I'm in Cleveland, baby, let's go. It's like shitty as fuck out, it's cold and snow everywhere, and he just has the hugest smile on his face. He was so happy, it was funny. It's like, Cleveland's the worst place to go, but then like underneath it was a meme, and then it literally said, Cleveland, it's not Detroit. And I was like, wow, how about that? The worst possible upgrade you could get.
The wildest part about that deal was that the Cavs traded Brandon Knight for him, and I had no clue Brandon Knight was even still in the fucking league.
So Brandon Knight's going back to the Pistons?
Yeah, they traded Brandon Knight, John Henson, and a second rounder for him.
Dude. Isn't B Knight the guy that gets like classically posterized by everybody?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. DeAndre Jordan probably had like one of the best dunks in NBA history on him.
Nice.
What a legend. Him and Brandon Jennings.
I forgot about Brandon Jennings. Good pull.
Two Brandons that were like good though, coming in a little bit, and then they just didn't
fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
What happened to Iggy? Like, I saw, didn't he get moved around?
He's on the Heat now.
He's on the Heat.
He got signed. Yeah, he finessed the fuck out of everybody. He's like, fuck this, I ain't playing for you guys. Then he got $30 million to play in Miami.
He's being a baby.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got what he. I'd be baby too if I was gonna get the fuck out of, where was he, Memphis, to go to Miami for $30 million.
At the end of his career,
that'd be pretty fire.
I'd play a few games with Ja.
Yeah,
because he just want to be in Memphis.
Yeah.
He wants to be in South Beach.
You see that a lot in sports now, just like players getting what they want. Like, I mean, Iggy, like Brady's doing his thing. Like Brady's like fucking. Brady's got the whole entire league by the fucking balls right now. Mookie Betts getting what he wants. He's like, you're not gonna pay me $400 million, and I'm fucking out. Trade me. Like, it's weird, dude. Players are just. It's players' leagues now. Very player friendly. It's weird. Is there any other trades of significance that happened, Pelly?
Well, I mean, that Iggy trade was really interesting because the Heat did trade Justice Winslow in that deal.
Right.
And I was a little surprised by that, because I'm not sure if I would take anybody in that deal over Justice Winslow. Like, I like Justice Winslow, like, not a lot, but I'm not sure if I would take Iggy over Justice Winslow right now, or Jay Crowder over Justice Winslow right now, or Solomon Hill over Justice Winslow right now, you know? So
they probably like their other players, like Bam. Bam's really good, dude.
Bam's a savage.
Yeah. You think the Heat are legit?
Yes.
I do. I don't know why, but I do. I just have that feeling in my gut.
You got injury troubles right now, too.
Justice Winslow only played 11 games so far this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and the Heat are just... Yeah, exactly.
So, I thought that was a fart.
Yeah.
It's a relatively young team. Get Iggy, who's a veteran. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I like the Heat this year, too, but they are dealing with the injury bug right now. Jimmy was out this week. Tyler Herro was out. What's his name?
Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah, they got a long list. They're kind of like the Bulls right now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in this year in particularly, like, I feel like anybody could really take the East. Like, I feel like the Bucks could be beat by the right team. I feel like anybody could be beat by the right team in the East. And I feel like, shit, why not the Heat? Why couldn't they make a run? So I think they're definitely legit. That's me. What else happened? Oh, the one where the three-team deal, Clippers traded Mo Harkless, a 2020 first-rounder and a 2021 second-rounder to the Knicks for Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas. And the Wizards got Jerome Robinson, and then the Clippers waived Isaiah Thomas.
Wait. Yeah, and then Isaiah Thomas got instantly waived.
Yeah, that sucks for him, dude. He has so many jerseys of teams he's been on over the last, like, 3 years.
He was on the Sixers for, like, 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys wave him, too?
And he just, like, traded him instantly or something. I don't even know what happened. He was on the team for, like, 20 minutes.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember that. That was, like, the last crazy trade deadline before this one.
Was that senior year?
Yeah, that was when we were sitting in history class.
Yeah, like, me, you, and Dick Lamps.
Yeah, Dick Lamps. We were sitting there. We were just like, man, look at this. This shit is going
crazy.
Trio
kept yelling at us because, like, literally every, like, 5 minutes, there was a new trade going off. We were just like, what the fuck's going on?
You'd be like, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Like, NBA trade deadline, Mr. Trio. Fuck, I don't care about your stupid-ass project. This class is for fucking dumbasses.
Get off my dick.
It's crazy how Isaiah Thomas went from an MVP candidate, like, 2015, 2016, to just being a fucking absolute journeyman without playing any minutes on any teams.
Literally.
And then in off-season interviews, he still sees, like, I'm one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Like, every time.
And well, he hurt his hip.
Yeah.
Just that threw him off. Like,
he's one of the best players in the world, Steph.
Cleveland killed him.
Was it Cleveland?
Yeah. Yep. He went from Boston to Cleveland.
Damn.
That was the trade.
Hurt over height, short boy.
I think that attitude is kind of like part of the problem, though, because, like, he's kind of like got, like, that Carmelo thing where it's like, yo, we don't need you to be the star, but he's like, yo, but, like, I'm the best player in the league, like, type shit.
Right. You
know? But I still feel bad for him, though, because, like, I don't know, seeing a dude go from, like, MVP type to, like, out the league now, man, that's tough.
Nah, fuck that. I feel bad, and then I realize how rich they are and how I'm grinding out here to try and buy dinner. So I'm like, nah, fuck that. He can be a bum nowadays. He's got millions. He's fine.
True. Yeah, I guess you're right. Never mind.
But he's not 6 foot, so.
Yeah, we're there. The same height, and he's considered short, so that's pretty why.
But yeah, anything else of significance? I'm trying to think. I there's just too much shit that happened.
Like, the only thing with the Sixers trade is that the Sixers didn't trade one of those, all those second round picks. None of those were their own. Interesting fact.
Hmm.
It was like Toronto. I don't even know who other teams are. I just know one of them is Toronto because we have like a million second round picks from the rebuilding era.
Right.
Of trusting the process.
But dude, I mean, like getting Alec Burks in that deal is actually really solid.
We could use some shooters. And I like Alec Burks. I like Trey Burke too, but we waived him. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, I saw that. I was a little confused about that too.
I liked when they were both on the Jazz together, the Burke Bros. Alec Burke and Trey Burke. Alec Burks and Trey Burke.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, they're on the Jazz together. They're going to be on the Sixers together. So I was excited. Didn't happen.
You had one single Burke and one Burks.
Yeah, we had one of each. It was fire.
Dude, I remember that NCAA tournament where Trey Burke just fucking lit the whole entire tournament on fire.
Oh, now I remember Trey Burke.
Yep.
And everybody forgot about Tim Hardaway Jr.
Was that Michigan team, right?
Yeah, Michigan.
Yeah.
Timmy Hardaway's nice with it, though.
He's good, dude. He's very good.
Like, some games he'll go out and shoot 7-for-8 from 3 for a half.
Is he on the Knicks, though?
No, Mavs.
Did he get traded?
Yeah.
Like, recently?
This year?
I think it's old.
Yeah.
Because I remember betting against the Mavs one game because Luka was out and Timmy Hardaway came out. And I think he put up 28 in the first half. I was like, this is not good.
Dude, we didn't even talk about the biggest, most important move in the whole free agency deadline. The Hornets waived Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, former second overall pick.
MKG, he's getting looks, though. I already saw it.
Yeah, Mavs.
So is J.R. Smith.
Yeah. He's back with...
Is he? He's having workouts.
Yeah.
With, like, the Lakers.
And yeah. Just to piss off LeBron.
He's going to get to the finals, get high, and then miss a play.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming back, Jeremy Pargo got signed to a 10-day contract on a G League team.
Wow.
You might remember Jeremy Pargo. Last time he played was in 2012.
Damn.
Shout out to Jeremy Pargo.
What the hell is he doing with a 10-day contract?
I haven't known, but I'm pretty proud of him. Out of the league for 8 years and making a comeback.
Is it Jeremy Pargo or Gennaro Pargo?
I'm pretty sure it's Jeremy Pargo.
I've never heard of the guy.
So. Yeah. Generic Pargo?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Gennaro. I thought it was Gennaro.
Generic.
Jabroni, more like it.
Who's this fucking guy?
He's an asshole.
I don't know. It's J-E-R-E-M-Y. Jeremy? I don't know. It's like Jeremy to me.
I'm thinking of Gennaro Pargo, the former Bull.
Oh, no, this guy, you know, yeah.
Gotcha.
While we're on all this trade talk, should we dive into the Mookie one real quick?
Yeah, might
now
as well.
Now it's fishy.
Yeah.
Did we hear about the Twins?
Yeah.
So they're not getting Maeda, which is foyer.
Yeah, that's pretty nice for you guys.
So, they're almost like, they're on the ropes about this now. Well, actually, no, they're out.
Yeah, Twins are out.
Yeah, they cleared it. They're keeping that... I'm not even going to try the guy's name. I have no idea.
They're keeping him, though.
Yeah, they're fucking keeping him.
21-year-old gunslinger who's coming off Tommy John.
Yep. So, that's what was holding up the trade, because he couldn't pass physical or whatever. So, now I see all these Red Sox fans coming out of the woodwork. They're not going to do it. Mookie's ours all. So I'm like, probably not. We'll see.
Now, actually, Gary, I'm reading a Ken Rosenthal tweet right now, and it says, as John Hammer reported, progress today in three-team bets blockbuster, and yes, the Minnesota Twins are still involved, source says, and that was 3 hours ago. And then he tweeted again a little bit after that, and he said, in current talks, Minnesota Twins are working hard to satisfy the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are working hard to satisfy the Red Sox, sources say. Two separate deals are possible, but all three teams involved in talks.
Give Gary a break. He woke up 10 minutes before we started recording.
Well, yeah. And on that particular deal, though, with whatever his name is, the kid with the Tommy John surgery, that deal's done. Like, that's not happening.
Right, so now it's new people.
Yeah, so that's cleared off. Now they're working on other prospects and things to make each other happy.
Give each other a happy ending.
Speaking of prospects, the Cardinals should try and get that Rockies prospect at third base, Arenado.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh,
that's Tornado?
Yeah, that guy.
No,
should be a Cardinal.
Dude, I totally forgot about all that.
I know, it completely died off. Colorado was just like, fuck everybody.
Well, I mean, the GM pretty much, he did come out and say like three different times that no one's going to start the season with him. So it's really not that surprising.
No, yeah.
But now I have to see all this MLB intel bullshit about Arenado going to the White Sox after that guy nails the Mookie Betts trade. I'm like, all right. Now he's just fucking playing with us. But he also had like a huge swing and a miss on Chris Bryant going to the Braves. So I don't believe it. Not one bit.
It's all fucking hogwash.
Yeah, hogwash bullshit.
I did see John Heyman say that it's possible that Arenado could come into camp and like, and that's when he could come in and really do something if he wanted to. So We'll see when spring training rolls around. If anything, that's gonna be like the determining factor if it's gonna be now or if it's gonna be later for an Arenado deal in general, not even just the Cardinals, but to the Cardinals, you know.
Yeah. Well said.
Or to the White Sox, of course.
Not for giving up Yo-Yo. Hell no.
I mean, yeah. If we can get him without giving up Yo-Yo or Luis Robert, then I say do it. Nick Madrigal can go in that deal.
I feel like that Yo-Yo is probably like the main piece, though.
I saw Dylan Cease was a big name too.
That was in the one guy said that Yo-Yo was a big trade piece, but I don't think that they would even get close to that.
Right.
Because I mean, if they give him two really good pitching prospects and Nick Madrigal, and then maybe another hitter in there, I think they'd do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just only time will tell, man. I mean, I feel like Arenado's definitely going to force his way out, though.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Fuck this place. I'm
yeah,
out.
You guys, yeah, you just got to see how spring training goes, and if he's going out on these interviews and everything and throwing a little shade, then probably going to be done sooner than later.
Right. But crazy week in sports.
Yeah.
Chiefs win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. The NBA trade deadline, I mean, the fucking, what else happened?
XFL kickoff.
Marquette Kings back in football.
Yo.
Rocket League.
Oh, my God. We forgot about
RLCS.
That.
RLCS. Fuck. Shout out to G2 and Rizzo and the boys. They're going to fucking win it all.
Hit, what's, Dignitas?
Dignitas from EU.
Hammer them today. They're like minus 350, but, you know, just buck up and put your whole fucking bank account on them.
they're flinging all in.
Yeah.
As a Rocket League veteran. And Brent can back me up on this. We're Rocket League veterans through and through. But
yes.
After watching these tournaments, dude, it really makes me feel like I've never played the game before.
Yeah.
Completely different game.
You feel like a... Yeah, it's literally not the same game.
No, it's crazy. If you're not into Rocket League, you should watch these fucking dudes play, because, like, it's intense.
It's entertaining, to say the least, even if you don't understand it. I mean, it's like watching a sport, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, 100,000 people were watching it.
So. Yeah. Very true.
Me, Brent, and Stefan were just on Xbox yesterday talking, all watching. I mean, it's just like, we weren't even playing any games. We were just fucking watching the fucking RLCS.
it was lit. Beams was there, too. We had a lot of people.
I might set up the old monitor today, boys.
It's time, Gary.
Get her going.
It's time to get back on the grind, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But,
yeah, so I can whip that ass in MLB The Show.
Ooh. Damn. I've always had the PS4 hooked up.
Yeah, what happened?
I already know what you're going to say. Every time. I get off at 11 from work, like, dah. It's already 11:15, man. Lights out by 11:30.
Hey, I have a strict schedule here.
Lights out by 11:15.
I'll take you tonight. I'll take you.
All right. We can go to today.
I'll get it after I edit the pod, and we're at it.
All right.
Damn. All
right.
You guys got to set up a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
One of you guys.
How do I do it?
I'll have to figure it out.
Just download Twitch.
It's pretty easy. They pretty much have it where the new consoles just pretty much literally do everything for you. You just have to download an app.
Yeah, download the app, and then you hit the share button on the left side of the controller, and then it'll say broadcast gameplay Twitch. Yeah. It'll be easy once you download it.
See who's the worst MLB player. Because if we know Jerkus beats Pelly.
Yeah. The last game me and Pelly played, we went 18 innings, and I think I beat him, like, what, 2-1?
Damn.
Off, like, some, like, stupid, like, glitch or, like...
And then, but it happened to me, too, in the game. You know what it is.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
The hard grounder's right up the middle, and your shortstop just doesn't bend down enough.
Yeah.
And they run up and do a little baseball jog. And...
Rats.
Yeah, but I had a guy on third. Fucking walk off bullshit.
That's brutal. Dude, that game's so frustrating.
Eat it, Pelly.
They just added a 99 overall signature series Andrew Jones card to Diamond Dynasty.
Mm.
When the new one comes out in a month. And it really got me thinking. I was like, damn, dude. Andrew Jones would have won multiple MVPs if it weren't for Albert. Like,
yeah.
He was fucking amazing, dude.
Very good.
He had like north of like 7 gold gloves.
Jeez.
He was nasty, dude. He had like 10 straight seasons with 30 home runs and like 90 RBIs. Like, he was great, but it really just puts in perspective how amazing Albert was.
Man, goat.
Very good.
Goat, absolutely.
Best right-handed hitter of all time. But with all the sports talk wrapped up, it's time, fellas. It's time for the fucking... Oh, wait, no, we have one more thing to do. Fuck the Peru Super Bowl.
Fuck the Peru Super Bowling alley.
Pelly, wait till you hear this.
Let's hear it, boys.
So yesterday, first of all, the kid at the front counter, I'm not even going to fucking talk about him in depth because he's a fucking douchebag. He's a fucking douchebag.
A douchebag.
He's a fucking asshole.
The kid.
Yeah, that little fucking snot-nosed rat-ass kid. He's a fucking dirtball. He's an asshole to us. He was all pissed off that 6 dudes wanted to just drink some beers and roll some balls on a Saturday night when the place was packed. He put 6 people on one lane, which I get it. Do what you got to do. But don't be a fucking asshole about it, first thing. Second thing, the bar will come down and block off the lane so you don't throw? So Brent did it in like the first or second game. He rolled it and the bar came down and he hit the bar and then he lost his throw. And you basically have to get a strike to set it back. And when it happened the third game, it happened in like the third frame.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it back to normal till like the 7th frame. And the thing was, all the workers were fucking bowling, and we didn't want to go bother them because we have hearts.
Yeah.
So we were just trying to pick up strikes. We were all tired. Some of us were a little drunk. and just couldn't pick up a strike. Gary's not guilty. But we were just trying to pick up a strike. It was not happening. And the thing was, in that third game, the bar came down, put my pins down, and then the bar went up. So I went up and threw, and then in the middle of my throw, the bar went back down. So I already let go of the ball, so I hit the fucking bar, and some little douchebag came up to me like, you can't throw when the bar's down. I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit, dude. Fix your fucking shit, and then it won't happen, you fucking snot-nosed little dweeb.
The thing is, it was a good night until that third game, dude.
Literally, I was having a great time.
And it went downhill.
And the worst part is, too, when it was broken the longest time, the workers were just behind us, like, cleaning up, and they were just looking at it, and they saw it was all fucked up, and they just look at it, and then they just walk away.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this isn't your guys' problem. You're right.
Yeah.
This is our problem. We'll fix it.
They're like, get a strike.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're listening to this and you plan on going bowling sometime soon, go to Lad Lane's. He's a good guy. He's, like, he's definitely older than 65 years old. Give the man some business.
They serve beers at Lad Lane's?
They have to, right?
Yeah. I guarantee they do.
It's the law. If you have a bowling alley, you have to serve beer, I think.
And if they don't, then you can go right over to Dick's Halfway Inn across the street. And the buckets of beer at the Super Bowl, $15.
$15
hairs for 5 beers. $3 a beer at the fucking bowling alley. I mean, don't get me wrong, we still bought 6-7 buckets. Whatever, man. It's trash.
It was actually really unfortunate.
Yeah. You'll have to come next time, Pelly.
I want to come bowling, man. That sounds dope. I have some beers with the boys. That sounds like a good time. But shit, now I've got some little asshole telling me what I got to do.
But, yeah. There's something to keep in mind if you plan on going bowling.
Yeah, go to Lad Lane's.
Go to Lad Lane's. Go to Ottawa. Do whatever you got to do. Go to Princeton. I heard they got cheap games.
Cheap games.
Cheap fun. Yep. Yeah, grab that cup real quick. It's time. It's bangers. Monthly bangers. Monthly banger monthly, review.
Yeah, reviews.
Yeah.
Music reviews.
Professional music reviewers.
Because that's what we do professionally on our podcast sometimes once a month.
Sometimes once a month.
All right, so I'm starting off with the first banger here. This one, it's by Tech N9ne. It is called Red Kingdom. If you guys didn't know, Tech N9ne is from Kansas City, Missouri. So he may or may not be a Chiefs fan, and this song may or not came out in 2019, and it may or may not be about the Chiefs the whole time. So we'll let that run out for a little bit.
Patty Mahomes throwing to Travis. It's like, I don't know if it's about the Chiefs or not.
Starts it off with, like, the house that's haunted by number 56, Derek Thomas, and I was like, oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. This song gets me hyped up. I was listening to just blasting the car, and I was just doing the tomahawk chop in my car with myself. How's fucking going?
Dude, how about Patty Mahomes back in the gym a few days after winning the ship?
You love that.
Dude, I loved seeing how fucked up he was at all the events just during the parade. God. And the crowd was just cheering him on so hard. And he's just walking around everywhere fucked up. And I was like, wow, just imagine being so fucked up. Everybody's just cheering you on for being how fucked up you are.
You know what? You have him coming around on his girlfriend.
No. I'm out.
She doesn't suck that bad.
Nah, dude. She's just cheering for her boyfriend. Come on.
I get it. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I totally understand.
Well, as long as you understand it, that's fine. You can completely hate her then.
But
it's all for you.
She is unbearable. Bam! It fucking stinks. I like Jackson Mahomes more than her.
Damn, that's tough.
I said it.
That's tough.
I said it.
I can't get down on that. You see the videos of people zooming in from the stadium on Jackson doing TikToks or everything. So what happens in the middle of the fucking field? I'm like, Jesus, bro. He's like someone holding the camera for him and shit. I'm like, oh my god, it's tough.
He sucks.
He's
but
bad.
She fucking stinks.
Yeah. I couldn't handle this. Having my little bro make TikToks on the fucking field after I won a Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, just get the fuck out of here.
Did you see that video of Jackson and Patty's girl making a TikTok and Patty, like, walked out of a sliding or, like, a swinging door and he just, like, walked right back in? It's like that meme, like, on Twitter with the little rat where he walks in the door and he's like, oh, I'm leaving.
I haven't heard Tech N9ne in forever.
Haven't listened to any Tech N9ne since they did that remix with her, that collab with Flatbush.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that song in a while, yeah.
Banger, should have put that one on here.
I confirm I did not pick that song.
Alright, well, that song was over because it was only 2 minutes long, so that was fire. I was hoping that, you know, it wasn't going to be too long. So now we got your song next.
Oh, I'm up next?
Up next, yeah.
Very brief. Madden 10, Troy Polamalu. This ain't me.
You're right, it's not you.
But I'll set the scene.
All right, we lost all the cues, so we're going to have to do this real quick, I guess. So set the scene while you're talking.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, perfect.
Multitask? Are you talented?
Oh, I'm talented.
You're very talented.
It's Madden 10, Troy Polamalu, Larry Fitzgerald on the cover. And this is the best song on that game. Shout out to the GOAT, Tupac Shakur.
Oh, I wanted this to be a run out in football.
I wanted this to be your guys' run out in football, too.
One of the hardest songs.
I love this
song. That was also one of the best Mads. I played the fuck out of that.
Dude, that was sick how they had the Mad moments, too.
Oh, yeah. You know when they first had those?
Yeah.
I remember that cover. It was the first thing they had two athletes on the same cover.
Yeah. Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald.
Ghost. Who's Ghost, too? Man. They're just great guys. Great guys to have.
It's fitting, man.
Oh, yeah.
Pac's the GOAT, man. Me and Pelly have been on a little Pac stick recently.
Yeah, dude, I've been listening to a lot of Pac lately. I mean, every time Pac comes up in my playlist, he's one of those people I can't switch past it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's very few songs I'll skip if it's Pac song, like.
Yeah. Although, how about, I got a hot take, or maybe it's not a hot take, I don't know. What do you guys think? Free Death Row Pac way better than Pet Death Row Pac.
I see what you're saying, but I just love how aggressive he was when he was in Death Row.
He was coming for throats in Death Row. We ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. Yeah. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers.
I love that shit too, but I just feel like in terms of like the music put out, pre-Death Row, it was best. It was his best music.
Either way, I mean, I'm a Pac guy through and through. I've loved, my brother put me onto Pac like my freshman year in high school, and ever since I've been all in. And it, like, I remember when I lived by LP, I had a poster of Tupac in my room. Like, at the time, I was like, who the fuck's this guy? But, like, puts it in perspective now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'll never forget, me and my brother had bunk beds, and I was on the top bunk, and I was standing on it, like, trying to grab something off the wall, and I fell head first on a dresser, and I was laying on the ground crying. My mom walked in the room, and she started yelling at Cody because she thought he did it, but I was just sitting there. I couldn't talk. I was just crying. I was waving my arms like, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was a fucked up day in my life. One of my first, like, memories I have. But, yeah, somebody cue up your next song. I'm good with this one. Shout out to Pac, man. RIP to a real one.
Shout out Biggie.
Shout out Biggie. Shout Notorious out. Was better than All Eyes on Me.
So I don't know how you guys feel about Lil Wayne, but
Goat.
I heard this for like the first time in a while the other day. And I'm going to plug Pelly's old YouTube trick shot videos because this is his video or his song. Lil Wayne just kills it, man.
Master Slam 4, baby. Drummer Boy 970. Go check that shit out.
Best YouTube on the planet.
Pelly did trick shots on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got to watch it.
What?
Who was in the video? It was you, James, right? And then
it was me, James, Billy Pride. It was another one of James' friends. I can't remember his name right now. And then my brother Matthew in that particular video. And that's probably one of my favorite ones. We got some dope trick shots in there.
He's gold, dude.
And I put this on there. It was fresh.
Ray, when you hit it, the beat comes in. You're just like, oh, nice.
Pelly, Ed has been going at it since he's 8 years old.
Been working.
That's where he's got all this talent from.
It's incredible, really.
How do you guys feel about Wayne?
I mean,
concept of his new album was cool.
Yeah, I didn't really listen to it yet. No.
I was never a huge Wayne guy, so I'm not really going to touch on that.
Yeah.
I fucked with Wayne back in the day.
Yeah, I fucked with him back in the day.
I was talking about, you know, what we grew up on. Yeah. To the guys at work, and they're all saying, like, Blink 182 and Sum 41 and all those bands. And I'm like, I listened to Lil Wayne when I was in, like, third and fourth grade.
You're big on him, aren't you, Pelly?
Yeah, dude, I mean, like, Wayne's one of the first rap artists I listened to, period. All the Carters. I actually just listened to the Carter 3 not too long ago, man. I was fucking loving that shit. But, I mean, as of, like, recent Lil Wayne, I mean, I haven't really fucked with that. I actually haven't listened to that his last one, Funeral, yet. I actually need to get around to that. But, I mean, in retrospect, Wayne did generate, like, a whole different... I mean, like, he brought a sound into hip-hop himself.
He changed the game.
Exactly. And for that, Lil Wayne's a GOAT. And that's hands down.
And one thing about this song, he freestyled that whole verse, so it was pretty cool.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
You can put yours on, dude. You know, the rest of it's pretty long. There's other freestyles on it.
Lil Wayne's freestyles back in the day, if you haven't watched them, go watch them. They're sick.
He kills it every time. Think about how young he was when he came into the game, dude. He was probably like, what, 16, 17?
Yeah, no, what is he now? How old is he now?
Probably 40? Close to 40, if not past 40 at this point, shit.
That's what I would assume, right?
Ooh, it's just scary.
Upper 30s, lower 40s.
Alright, boys. Got some Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Love me some Seger.
Feel like a number. I'll tell you what, makes you feel like a 10, this song. Just gets you going. It's a great one.
Pell, you should send Brent your song real quick.
Okay. I can pull it up before he gets it. You're good, Pell. You're good.
Okay.
Just dob your text. I'll be able to get it real quick.
I think my dad has the album that has this song on it on vinyl.
It's a great album cover. Bob Seger looks like a million bucks.
Wow. He does.
Kind of looks like Jesus.
He does kind of look like Jesus.
Wow. It would suck being a Silver Bullet.
Silver Bullet? Coors Light?
That's some luscious hair, I'm not going to lie.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullets. Yeah.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Exactly.
Redman Cole would be one of the Heartbreakers.
I'd be a Heartbreaker. Yeah, I'm a Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Let's go, 8-1. Attaboy.
Yeah, dude. Mark Trestman and the boys down 14-0 heading, coming up on halftime.
Yeah, he's getting
classic Mark Trestman.
He looks really bad. This team looks really bad. Their quarterback's not very good.
Mark Trestman is very bad at
sports. Who's the quarterback? Was it Matt McGloin for that team?
No, this is the 8. Aaron Murray.
This is sloppy football, dude.
Trestman doesn't listen to this song.
No.
Hey. Number 85, he's gonna make it to the league. Looks like a big guy. He doesn't know what's going on, he's confused.
This is just bad football. They can't even make handoffs half the time.
No, yeah, their handoffs look sloppy too, but it's very entertaining.
Oh yeah, it's entertaining, but it's just like, compared to NFL, like, phew.
Well, maybe Trestman was focused on the important stuff like being fearless and getting better every day.
Yeah.
The Russell Wilson.
Mitchell Trubisky method.
Yeah.
Just gotta wake up through this and I don't read any of the tabloids. Just get better. And then that comes out. You gotta get better every day.
Be you.
And yeah, be yourself. You. And on this team, around my guys, I know, and they know. You gotta get better. You gotta get better every day.
Alright, Pelly, if you want to preface your song, wrap this bitch up.
Just go ahead and jump into it. I remember banging this song on NBA Live, I think it was 05. Shouts to MadCon, a blast from the past, man. I listened to it forever. They popped up on some type of playlist I was listening to, man. But shit, begging. I love this track.
Spotify is playing the music video, too.
Ooh.
Banger.
This was on NBA Live. It was on a few different games, I think. And then it was also in a movie. You guys remember, like, the Step Up movies?
Yeah.
I used to fuck with those heavy. So I think this was in Step Up 3. And there's a dope scene where, like, they're dancing and there's, like, water all over the place. And yeah, this song, and I was like, yeah, I fucking love this song, man.
This is a classic.
MadCon, they used to be big time, like, in the earlier 2000s. I had heard them forever, like I said. So I love hearing this type of thing. I've been trying to pull these ones from, like, the 2000s, the early 2000s, and, like, just bring that back into my playlist. That's why I'm craving that sound right now.
I respect that.
Some, like, Outkast?
Yeah, I was just listening to hella Outkast, like, just the other day. Dude, Ghetto Music? Oh, I fucking love this song. shit. I mean, all Outkast shit.
Yeah. Andre 3K, top 10.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Three stacks.
I heard that he's like sitting on an album.
Wow.
What?
But,
that's dope.
Just wait until money runs low.
Yeah, for real.
Wait until he gets under 50 million.
he's also in a new show, I think.
So he's really waiting.
What can't that man do? He's like Bam, that childish Bambino.
the great Bambini?
Childish Gambino?
I think that's him.
The actor?
No, the comedian.
You're thinking of Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Donnie Trump?
Oh, that's the one.
Donnie Trump. You boys been keeping up with Donnie Trump lately?
Nope.
Nope.
What an asshole.
He's an asshole.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it there.
All right, boys. We'll let this one run out to fucking carry us on out of this motherfucker.
I'm ready to go eat some chicken Alfredo, dude.
Oh, you're fucking lucky.
I'm ready to go,
Eat some chicken, baby.
Can I call Shelly and just put a pickup order in?
You can put a call.
8152.
Oh.
Ooh, you thought.
Yeah, dude. Fucking
you thought you were going to get Shelly's number.
Not a chance, bro.
Bye, I love you all.
See you.
Bye, guys.